Khaliq is Allah, Malik is Allah, Musawwir is Allah, Bari is Allah, Badi' is Allah, the creator, the sustainer, the nourisher, the former, the formulator is one Allah alone. Now that you have understood that, then Allah asks you, do you think that all this was created in vain? وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. Are these games? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ وَيُتْرَكَ السُّدَى. Allah says, do you think you are just going to die and it's going to end there? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Were you created for vain? Were you created for vain games? For chasing after sand? For chasing after something that is temporary? Why are you slogging and studying? I need a good education. Why you need a good education? To get a good degree. Why you need a good degree? To get a good job. Why you need a good job? To get a good salary. Why you need a good salary? So that I can give my children a good education. So that they can get a good degree. And they can get a good job. And they can get a good salary. And they can give their children a good education. A meaningless cycle. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Is this what the wujud of insan is for? Is that what, this why Allah created the seven heavens and the seven earths? Is this why Allah is causing the sun to rise and set? So that this insan can hanker after sand and hanker after something that is temporary. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you are not going back to Allah? These questions were asked by Allah in the Quran for a reason. So that you ponder and reflect. Quran is not a meaningless kitab. Quran is not something you take out in Ramadan only and put on the shelf and forget about it for the rest of the year. Quran is not something you come for Taraweeh Salah and make sure you go to that masjid where it's Ya'lamun Ta'lamun, the Hafiz is finished the quickest. Quran is the message from Allah to this creation. Quran is a living entity. مَنْ جَعْلَهُ أَمَامَهُ قَادَهُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. He who will live by the Quran, Allah says it will take him to Jannah. وَمَنْ جَعْلَهُ خَلْفَهُ قَادَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. And if he puts it behind his back, it will take him to Jahannam. If all this came into existence on its own, this is the meaning of that question which Allah is asking. If all this came into existence on its own, then you are free. Then you don't have to differentiate between milk and wine. And you don't have to differentiate between halal and haram. And between zina and chastity. And between riba and halal earning. Then you are free. But if there is a purpose behind the creation of all this, and when Allah has created all this, Quran is saying, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيِّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is testing you. Do not think this life is in vain. Do not think that a moment that is passed is lost forever. No! Everything is being recorded. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Do you think you are going to die and it's going to end there? No! Everything is being recorded. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word you utter is being written down. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْآيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Each time your eye strays, it is written down. Each time your heart plans the disobedience of Allah, it is written down. Those angels of Allah are recording everything. And a day is going to come when you will have to stand in the court of Allah.